This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
Since the 1880s, there have been five significant waves of immigration or aliyah to Israel before 1948, when Israel was established as a state. The first two aliyahs occurred between 1881 and 1903, when pogroms, or organized massacres of Jews, forced 80,000 Jews to leave Russia. During that time, certain Israeli institutions were established, such as the National Communal Farm, known as a kibbutz, and the revival of the Hebrew language. In the third aliyah, which began after World War I ended in 1919, persecuted Jews from Russia, Hungary, and Poland emigrated to Israel. It was also at this time that Zionism, the political movement to form a Jewish homeland, got its biggest boost. Following World War I, Britain took control of Palestine and adopted the Balfour Declaration, supporting the establishment of a Jewish state. Two more significant aliyahs occurred before Israel became a state, one which brought 82,000 Jews from Poland and Hungary, and the fifth with the rise of Nazism in Germany. By the time Israel was born, nearly 250,000 Jews lived there. Of course, there have been other waves of aliyah since 1948 when Israel was born, and indeed, aliyah continues this very day. A reminder that God has been stirring Jewish hearts to return to their biblical homeland for many, many years, and that He is true to His word.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein. Join us in following Rabbi Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotional. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca.